Luis, you had a question?
No, I just wanted to add that the Dems and the Democratic Party, the U.S., have almost no real connection. It might even be a reason why it's a little messy, the way it is disorganized, but you can actually affect the Dems and it hasn't, and the state party and the corporate, whatever it is over there, it's whatever it is, but we can start from our own place in that.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that Bernie said a lot, and even Obama said a lot that I really think resonates, lasting change comes from the bottom up.
Yes.
Phrase it, we're the bottom.
Yes. Yeah, we can, do you want a question or comment now? Go ahead.
Yeah, just really quickly. I wanted to ask, how do you anticipate these Chautauquas to differ from Fighting Bob Fest or the meeting that takes place every spring in Blacker?
Charlie, do you want to use the mic? So the question was, how do these differ from the Fighting Bob Fest or other efforts that are being made?
The principal difference is that at Bob Fest and those and the Grassroots Festival, it's primarily we're talking to ourselves. I think that's the biggest problem. We need to get out of that box. We need to be outside of the situation where we're just attracting people who already agree with us. We need to be talking to friends, neighbors, and communities all over the state about the issues that are impacting them, about the CAFOs, the groundwater pollution, things that don't get as much attention, about sulfide mining. Those kind of things really have a dramatic impact on people, and we can't expect them to come to us all the time. We need to be going out to them.
Let's give Charlie a big hand. And I just want to add that whether we call it a Chautauqua, a prairie fire Chautauqua, whether we call it the People's Roadshow, whether we call it, you know, the bottom limping to the top, whatever we call it will be for us to decide, the people that get involved. And if you're interested in creating this kind of moving thing, which I'm very interested in, join Charlie at our breakout time and talk about that and share your ideas. And our last presenter, or just mention it, Tom didn't necessarily know he was on for saying a few words, but Tom wants to lead a little discussion about, come on up, Tom, about recruitment. Like, how do we get more groups involved, and how can you reach out and help us get more groups involved in this unity movement?
Hi, I'm Tom Boswell, and I've been a community organizer all my life, and community organizers don't really talk much. They listen to people. So if you're going to be part of my breakout session, you have to be willing to listen to people. I'm going to listen to you. I'm not going to talk in the breakout section much. What we're trying to create here is not an organization. We have dozens and dozens of organizations in Madison alone, and hundreds of organizations around the state. What we're trying to do is create a movement. It's something new, and it's pretty audacious. But we want to bring every progressive group we can that we can find together under some kind of an umbrella. We don't want to compete with any organizations that's out there. We want to have more strength by joining together. We want to create something that's bigger than all these parts, and we want people to collaborate and work with each other. And there's a lot of organizations out there already that have there's people in this room that are involved with them that have chapters around the state and are doing pretty good organizing. We also have, unfortunately, what I call email organizations. There's organizations in Wisconsin that have 60,000 members. And the trouble is, these people just get an email once in a while and are told to call their representative or write their representative at the Capitol. And for the most part, it doesn't do a damn bit of good. And quite honestly, we have a march every week or so, maybe two a week, from the Library Mall downtown to the state capitol, and that doesn't do a damn bit of good. Nobody probably in Madison ever pays any attention to it. It doesn't build power. And where you build power is you build relationships with people, you strategize with them, you decide what your target is, you develop a strategy, and you put pressure on that target. And I'm sick and tired, quite frankly, of having organizations call and ask for help every week to go down to the Capitol or to write a letter to those people down there. And instead of working together, instead of deciding which issues are really critical to us and what we can do and how all these groups and all these thousands of people who are already technically involved can put some power and change the State House. We've lost so many things this year, it's just incredible. The mining moratorium bill, probably one of the best examples of controlling sulfide mining in the country, is gone now. A lot of David Newby is sitting right there, who used to be head of the AFL-CIO in Wisconsin. We've lost pretty much every piece of good legislation for labor unions as possible. You know, a couple of weeks. I don't know how you all feel about the Israeli-Palestinian issue, but you may know that Israel is an apartheid state. It's a brutal, oppressive state, and it helps oppressive regimes all around the world, and it's been doing this for a long time. We even have our legislators now in the Capitol deciding that that corporations in the state should not be boycotting Israel, and that they're not going to deal with corporations that boycott Israel. You know, last week we've had all kinds of companies coming out and saying that they're not going to deal with the NRA anymore, and that's okay, you know. But the apartheid state in Palestine against the Palestinians is just as bad as what happened in South Africa. And we had politicians coming out in Washington, D.C. and working against apartheid. And now we have Democrats in Milwaukee and elsewhere around the state supporting our apartheid, basically, okay? So anyway, it's one thing after another. And we can't deal with these issues one by one. We have to organize. But the only way to organize is to go out there and find these groups, identify who their leaders are, build relationships with them, and then work together. And that's the only way it's going to happen. It's the only way to build power. And if you're willing to help us by reaching out to other organizations, helping us identify the leaders, go around the state and talk to these people, and find out what their issues are, what they're doing now, and what kind of help they need, and how we can all collaborate and work together. I think we can change this around. I think we can make some changes this fall in the State House, and we can continue to do that into the future, because we don't want this thing to stop.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you very much. All right, could I have the leaders to come up one more time? We'll review. It's going to be kind of, I'm going to ask you all to not go passive here, but to really seek out these leaders, find them in some part of the building, and decide who you want to sit with. So we have James Morgan. Where's James? James Morgan. James. James Morgan. Hold your hand up. If you want to talk about creating diversity in this movement, find James Morgan and be with his group. David Williams. Direct Action. We want to make sure that this movement has a place for direct action, nonviolent direct action. We're not talking about throwing bombs. We're talking about resistance in a nonviolent way. Head with David Williams, find him. Now, there's a library across the way. There's a children's room over there. There's a multi-purpose room. There's room in the library or in the lobby, and there's room here. We haven't assigned people spots, but just follow your person. Go find your person. Walk around the building and find them. And Steve made more coffee, yes. And Tom has an announcement too.
We have leftover food in containers.
Yes, any food that doesn't get eaten tonight will either get thrown away or taken to the homeless or taken to your refrigerator. So help us not throw it away. We really, and thank Healthy Food for All. That's the organization that helps bring the food here every Sustainable Saturday night. Joe Mingle, if you know him, give him a shout out. Joe Mingle with Healthy Food for All. Now, before you go, let's see. We have David Williams. We have Tom reaching out to other groups. Tom Boswell is going to lead that group. And then Luis, stand up, Luis, using the electoral system and bridging the gap between this movement and electoral politics. And then lastly but not least, is there anyone else that would rather do this so that I could kind of do? I want to talk about creating a platform based on what we want to stand for: immigration reform, labor rights,
women's rights, taking care of the environment. So anybody who wants to talk will find me. And if I'd like to kind of move around and visit all the groups a little bit, but if not, I'll just lead the platform group. And David has one more thing he wants to say.
Yeah, somebody, when I walked in, was mentioning the F-35, that $1.5 trillion boondoggle plane that Tammy Baldwin and Mark Miller and other Democrats support. We have someone in the room tonight who is a real expert on the terrible effects of military spending on our society. And when you stop to think that over half the federal budget goes for militarism, there's just no way that all of the things that we want to see, you know, Medicare, improve Medicare for all, retire student debt, rebuild the infrastructure, all of this, none of that is going to be possible unless we have a drastic reduction in this wasteful and destructive spending. So I would like to point out Bob Rushline over in the corner there in blue, Dr. Peace. And I think that it would be great for our movement to have an anti-militarist component. So,
amen.
All right.
Amen. Yeah, I think what David said is one of the most important things. We are being bled dry by war, by preparing for war, by supporting wars around the globe. And yeah, we're going to have more money than we know what to do with if we stop supporting war, and we can turn that into the peace economy. So, Dr. Peace, thanks for being here. Find a group that fits your pleasure tonight. And please stick around and help with cleanup, network, come back. And if you didn't get one of these flyers, I made more of these than I needed to. They have kind of a tentative platform on the back, as well as our next action steps. We're going to join Voces de la Frontera on March 5th. We're going to be at the Wisconsin Grassroots Festival on March 24th. And we'll, in some capacity, be back here on March 24th for Sustainable Saturday Night. Whether we're the main show or we are a breakout group, I'm not sure. But Building Unity is working with Forward Together Wisconsin and with a number of other groups to build a united movement for peace, justice, sustainability, and democracy. So tell your friends and neighbors, like us on Facebook. Let's get this to go viral. Everybody go to Facebook and become a follower of Facebook. It's on here. And join a group. And I'll just sit here and wait for some people that want to talk about platform or what we stand for. Thank you all for coming. Oh, and after we talk for about a half hour, we're going to come back and share highlights. I'm actually going to, when you get with a group, have somebody be a kind of a note taker so that the highlights or takeaways can come back to the whole group. Say at around 8:30, we'll come back together and share our highlights. Any questions? Okay, find a group and enjoy your conversations.
Talking about what are some specific things that can be done at this local level, and somebody had the idea of running citizen voting audit after an election, doing the audit of ballots, since the integrity of elections is kind of at stake these days. And we had a couple of other things, but I think the overall discussion was it remains a question if electoral politics are a viable tool, and I think a lot of us said yes, but there's definitely arguments against. Did I miss anything? All right,
thank you for the electoral politic group for sharing your ideas. Next, we'll take Charlie. Do you want to talk about the People's Roadshow Chautauqua group and what you guys thought about?
All right, so we had just sort of a free-flowing conversation about different ideas related to this and how it could kick off and what sort of shape it would take. And there was talk of getting a bus and then plotting a course that really focuses on finding locations that are good opportunities using the data we have that we, where we know where there have in the past been progressive candidates that had success and then that dropped off, that have in the last few years or decade or whatever it is, lost that support, and the states, the areas have become represented by more conservatives. And sort of going around and trying to target all these communities and reaching out before we go to find local leaders and local movements that would like to be a part of it and would like to come out and discuss the issues that they think are really important for their community, and trying to mix that in with a lot of, you know, entertainment, things that will bring people out that are not just a part of the normal movement. So we discussed, you know, getting high school jazz bands and other local musicians to come out and perform, tying in with other events or festivals and so on that happen around the place. Even having debates where we reach out to some of the people that would not necessarily be in agreement with us, but who have an audience and have a lot of presence in that community, and saying, hey, you know, how about you come out and defend your ideas? And we can have that as another thing that just brings people in that wouldn't necessarily come out to an event that they just perceive as being progressives coming in from out of the area to tell them how they should live. So I think that more or less covers. The idea was just to sort of try to get out of Madison, and then also, as we're doing this, as we're going around, trying to find people who are doing similar activities, similar activism around the state, and connecting them up if they wouldn't necessarily have known. You know, like, you've got places in southwestern Wisconsin have similar issues as northeastern Wisconsin, and connecting those up so that they can share resources and work together. You know, because a lot of this ultimately comes down to things that are legislated in Madison. And if they can work together across the state, they can put pressure on people who can actually impact it. So.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay. Big group with not enough time. I apologize that we had to cut you short because you had a very big group and we probably could have given you more time. But would someone... James, do you want to represent your group, or is someone else going to get up and talk for the diversity and unity group? Thank you, Devin. This is Devin Martin from the Sierra Club.
Hey. So we also had a long, free-flowing discussion. We talked about a lot of things. I think one of the first things that we talked about is sort of the difference between how do we attract and recruit individuals who are diverse into this movement and into the various organizations that we all work with. And so that's sort of one problem onto its own. The other is, how do we bring in other organizations that are more diverse into this movement? So we kind of identified that this is really two different separate pieces that we need to think about. One, bringing individuals in. Two, making sure that we're connecting with all of the already existing organizations that are already out there. So then we kind of went around and had a couple more discussions that veered in a couple different directions. But one really cool thing that we came up with was just starting a list of all of the organizations that we know of that capture more than just, you know, Madisonian, liberal, middle-class white folks. One of the key groups was, you know, making sure that we're reaching out to tribal leadership, making sure that we're thinking about congregations and churches in communities, especially those that are rooted in their own neighborhoods. Looking at all of this, a huge range of organizations here in Madison. So just listing some of those out and thinking about how we might approach those, who's got connections with those folks in those communities. And then one of the final things that we touched on was this idea that one of the reasons this work is hard, and one of the reasons why it's hard to keep bringing in a huge diverse range of people, especially along lines of race, gender, class, is that people are busy, people are working hard, people have a lot of challenges in their lives. But that those challenges could actually be the opportunity to build the kind of movement that we're looking for, right? One of the reasons people can't come to meetings like this is because they're working two jobs and they've got two kids at home, and it's stressful and it's a lot of work and you're exhausted. So it's an opportunity for us to listen to folks, figure out, are there things that we can provide as people who've got some time on our hands to show up here for several hours this night? What can we do for folks in these communities? You know, there's an organization that is working right now. One of the things they settled on is just fixing people's taillights. going into a neighborhood and fixing broken taillights so that people don't get bullshit tickets that they have to pay out of pocket or end up in jail for some ridiculous, you know, violation that, you know, some minor drug violation that half the kids that are going to UW have the same drugs and they don't go to jail for, right? So, exactly. So figuring out what people, what issues can we find that, that people have in their neighborhoods that, that we can band together and help with. You know, we've got a lot of substandard housing in Madison. We've got a lot of overpriced housing. We've got a lot of slum lords. We got a lot of people making huge amount of profits off of substandard homes, overpriced homes, and driving a lot of the oppression and a lot of the class antagonism that we have in this town. And we can do something about that. We don't need to look nationally to Washington, D.C. We can do something about that right here in our own backyard. And that's one of the ways that we can bring in lots of different people and lots of different organizations.
Thank you, Devin. And thank you, Diversity Group, Diversity and Unity. Okay, we've heard from the fire. Oh, David, yes.
Okay, so the direct action group met, five of us, and it was really interesting. I wanted to talk about building an infrastructure for educating and organizing around nonviolent direct action, you know, statewide. But the sentiment of the group, I mean, the things that were most immediately on people's minds were, you know, what are we going to do when, if Trump fires Mueller? You know, or pardons Manafort or something, you know. In other words, people want right now from the get-go a sort of rudimentary, rapid response mechanism or component in this coalition in formation. So one thing I would suggest is that we set up a list of who of the people in these different groups, or at least who's setting up these different groups, so that we can set up an email, you know, some sort of email rapid response and telephone rapid response network. Ideas were thrown around like, you know, if something like that happens, demonstrating or holding placards, say, around the WKOW radio station on the west side. That was one idea. Right, I'm sorry, TV station. I don't watch TV, so forgive me. Right, it's right across from the West Transfer Point. We want to get in touch with groups like Move On, who typically do this sort of thing, and identify other groups. And apropos what Devin just mentioned, you know, there are a lot of other issues. They don't have to be global issues or national issues. You know, affordable housing, you know, economic and social injustice issues in our community. So I think whatever we end up calling this group, the direct action group or the protest and direct action group, I think we want to network with you all and others here, you know, to be able to respond to those issues locally and statewide. We also didn't want to just focus on government, different levels of government. We've thought of targets in the private sector, you know, the Wisconsin, you know, manufacturing would be one, obvious one. Somebody brought up the need to continue to protest Foxconn because they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars of our tax money just to create a job, okay, as well as despoiling the environment in southeast Wisconsin. Right. As far as building infrastructure goes, I brought up that when the coalition information gets around to developing a website, we would like to see resources like Gene Sharp's 198 methods and other resources listed on the website or linked, you know, to other websites that already do that. We would like to make available to people around the state not only those resources, but perhaps introductory workshops on the history principles and methods of nonviolent direct action. Down the road, some of us would like to see a school perhaps set up, like the similar to the Highlander Academy in Tennessee that Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and others in the civil rights movement came out of. We would like this also to be part of the People's Roadshow. You know, it doesn't have to be the central theme of the People's Roadshow, but the need for the education around non-electoral action, should be featured in there somewhere. So those were just some of the ideas that came up in our group. And we don't know what to call ourselves yet. So anyway.
All right, did we get everybody? Beautiful. So one more, Tom. I'm sorry, yes, Tom, your group was the very small group, but it was kind of the platform slash outreach and recruitment group. And
we had some serious concerns about whether we should even be talking about a platform at this point in time. And I kind of partially agreed with this. Reason we've been going slow on some of these things all along, like kind of associating ourselves with specific issues, is that every time you do that, you can leave out people who are more concerned about other issues or who don't agree with your issue. So there seemed to be a sentiment, if we do develop some type of platform for this organization or whatever we want to call it, this movement, that maybe it should be kept very broad or very vague or something. Not that we want to deceive people or anything, but just that it might be a better way to organize, because no matter, at least at the beginning, until we're really in touch with a lot of groups around the state and in touch with a lot of leaders, we don't want to try to alienate anyone from possibly joining with us by having too specific a platform. But there's also concerns on, I think, and we really have to bear this in mind, the language that people use in Madison, believe it or not, is different than the language people use in just about every other part of the state. And I think we have to be careful and try to look at what we're writing and what we're saying through the lens that other people around the state might see it. But there are some issues we are talking about that we really need to be sensitive to. Some things like in rural areas, broadband, has been a big issue. I know myself for 10 or 20 years, that's a big issue in rural communities. And somebody mentioned child care, adequate and quality, free or cheap child care. And we have to keep those rural issues in mind if we really want this to be a statewide movement, So I think that was... We also talked about one thing we were supposed to do tonight that we didn't quite get to is talking more about values and what our values are and what values we have in common with people all around the state and how those values might inform the issues and our take on those issues. So I think that's some homework we need to do some more in the future then.
All right. Well, I guess we're at that time of the night where we get to hug each other and thank each other for being alive and showing up and caring and help us turn this back into a church and hang around for a little while. We'll probably be here for another 15, 20 minutes. Are there any last parting questions or comments? All right. Well, please do look us up on Facebook, Building Unity, WI. On Facebook, that's our main mode of communication at this point. We are working in the next couple of weeks on coexisting and working together with Forward Together Wisconsin, which also has a similar mission. There's no need to have competing groups. We want to work together with all of the groups with Citizen Action and Sierra Club and all of the statewide groups, Wisdom. So remember, contact me in the web page if you want to learn more about carpooling to go stand in solidarity with VOSIS on March 5th. And then we're going to be at the Wisconsin Grassroots Festival on March 24th all day. We're going to have breakout sessions on this Building Unity movement. And then in the evening, we'll be back here to celebrate with supper at James Reeb. Whether or not we're going to, what the subject is for next Saturday's Sustainable Saturday Night remains to be seen, but we will be here. There will be a free supper, and we hope to see a lot of you then. Thanks for coming. And give yourselves a big hand. Yeah. Woo.